What's up, street cops? Smitty here from the Street Cop Instructor Group, and I want to talk to you today about a very focused and simple tactic that can maybe improve our skill set when we're out there operating in and around violator vehicles. With the death of Officer Katie Thine from the Newport News PD in Virginia, it's probably appropriate for us to all sit back and take a minute and evaluate what it is we do out there and what we can do as individual cops to make this craft of ours a little bit safer. Spent a lot of time over the last 29 years being very interested in the tactics that we use when we interact with violators in their vehicles. And there's one spot that can get us in a lot of trouble. And that's the inside arc of the door swing. And when I talk about the inside arc of the door swing, what I'm talking about is that space when you open the door on a car, that space, that V-shaped space between the door and the car that you have to pass through to get in or out of the vehicle. That's the arc of the door swing. And when you're inside that, you're between the door and the vehicle. Cars are dangerous when there's a desperate, high or drunk or bad guy or girl at the wheel. It's a giant weapon. And when the doors are open, that car gets a lot more dangerous and a lot wider. The open driver door of a Toyota Camry widens the vehicle by 42 inches. That's 3.5 feet. If both front doors are open, the vehicle is widened by 84 inches. That's 7 feet wider than it normally is. And we all know that the car versus a human body always ends in a win for the car. We're frail compared to a car. Even the badass MMA fighting, biceps ablazing, mean man tattoo and operator bearded cops out there are still frail when they get hit by cars. Doesn't matter how been there, done that you are. When a car hits you, you're getting hurt. So let's talk about us putting our bodies inside the arc of the door swing of the violator vehicle. So when the bad guy's seated in the car and we want him out, what I see all the time when we're dealing with suspects is that we go to the door and we open the door for him for some reason. And then what we do is we have this urge to step into the inside of that arc between the door and the vehicle. We're somehow drawn to step inside that arc because we want to be able to grab the bad guy, I guess, or maybe deal with him or otherwise apprehend him. But that's dangerous for two reasons. Number one, it reduces your reactionary gap and gives you a whole lot less time to react and move if a suspect pulls a gun or a knife or just launches a fist assault on you. And number two, if that man or woman behind the wheel loses the cool and panics and throws the car in reverse, shit's about to get ugly. So then the car lurches backwards and our body reacts to that sudden threat. And your brain takes over at that point and your startle reflex hijacks your body and you throw your hands up and you grab that door as the door is blasting towards you. And in the 1.5 to 1.75 seconds that it takes for your cognitive brain, the part of your brain that thinks and reasons and offers you reasonable suggestions, can take back over, you're now death gripping that door and you're holding on and you're going 30, 40, 50 miles an hour on the outside of a car that is now at least 3 feet wider than it was before. Someone's getting hurt and it's most likely going to be you. And if you don't get grabbed by the door, if you don't get caught between the door inside that arc, you risk getting clipped by the door as it backs away. And believe me, that ain't good. I've been on the scene and I've been the guy that had to get on the radio and say, "Officer down," when a mentor of mine and a good friend of mine got run over just like that. And on the opposite side of that car was another really good friend of mine who missed by about a millisecond getting crushed between the open passenger side door and a phone pole when the bad guy threw it in reverse and did a wild J-turn in the middle of a crowded highway. So that's not somewhere we want to be. If you happen to be outside of the arc of that door swing, but in front of the car and the guard goes forward, it's still going to hurt if you get clipped by that open door. So we don't want to be anywhere in front of or in back of that open door in that door swing. So if we're getting suspects out of the car, make them open the door. Don't grab a hold of the car in any way. Don't hold on to the car. Don't hold on to the door. Don't open the door for them. Just step back and stay out of the arc of that door swing. Make it a habit. Make it a practice. Do it on all your stops so that when the shit hits the fan, you stay out of the spot that you don't want to be in, and it happens subconsciously. Be careful out there operating around bad guys' cars. If you want to learn more about this kind of stuff and these types of tactics and a whole lot more, keep your eyes out for a class that Dennis and I have been putting together. It's called Street Academy, Survival Tactics for Police Officers. It's coming soon. Don't miss it. I'm Smitty, Jeff Smith from the Street Cop Instructor Group. I'm out. See you.